This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
If Greenspan says it.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. It must be true. The housing boom is officially over. So proclaims the former chairman of the Federal Reserve. Yesterday, Alan Greenspan gave his first public speech since leaving the Fed. He said there's no danger of a total housing crash, but the market has been a huge driver for the economy, so watch the road. One of the Fed's current economists had some harsh words for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Wayne Passmore says they're supposed to be keeping mortgage rates low, but instead, they're lining shareholders' pockets. Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
The mortgage giants were created by the government to grease the wheels of the housing market. They buy mortgages from lenders. That's supposed to keep rates low because lenders aren't taking on the risk. Fannie and Freddie then sell that debt as securities. But that debt has gotten big. The duo's investment portfolios are worth more than $1 trillion, and they're leveraged to the hilt. Economists say if the two need a bailout, the government will have to step in, and that could threaten the country's financial security. Columbia University Business School professor Chris Mayer.
Given the accounting issues and the other problems that have occurred, we really want to scale down the size of the liability. That's where a diligent regulator is really important.
Fannie and Freddie say their practices keep U.S. mortgage rates low, but Fed economists say new research shows the two have almost no effect on mortgage rates, and their risky portfolios are just driving up company profits. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Today, the National Rifle Association begins its annual conference in Milwaukee. 60,000 people are expected to attend. Oh, they'll have plenty to talk about. In recent weeks, the firearm industry has been under the gun even more than usual. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch reports.
Last month, Walmart announced it would stop selling firearms in a third of its stores. And New York City is taking 15 gun dealers to federal court. The city accuses the dealers of selling guns that were later used in crimes. The U.S. firearms industry is struggling. Remington Arms has operated at a loss for 3 straight years. And 100-year-old Winchester Firearms shut down last month. But NRA spokesman Andrew Arulanandam says there's been some good news.
Gun sales are on the rise, and the largest segment of the population that's interested are women.
Arulanandam says the NRA's Female Hunting Association has grown tenfold in the past 6 years. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Earlier this week, Bell South denied a USA Today story that the phone company turned over customer call records to the National Security Agency. Now it wants a retraction. In a letter to the newspaper, Bell South called the story false and unsubstantiated. Since the story broke a week ago, Bell South and two other phone giants have been slapped with a $200 billion privacy lawsuit. Northwest Airlines and its baggage handlers reached a tentative deal this morning. It would avert a strike and help cut the bankrupt airline's payroll. Northwest says it has among the highest labor costs in the industry. Let's do the numbers. It's quite simple. Right now, people are selling stocks, not buying them. The Dow dropped 77 points to end at 11,128. The Nasdaq fell another 15 points. It's mired in its longest losing streak since 1994. This is Marketplace. I'm sure you're following this one very closely. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are expecting. One magazine is shelling out huge money to take pictures of the Brangelina baby, Lisa Napoli reports.
Okay, so many of us would pay not to have to see the spawn of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Not the case for some as-yet-unnamed American magazine. Reports are the magazine will pay the couple $5 million for exclusive rights to photograph and publish Brangelina baby pics. Stephanie Smith of Media Week knows why.
When some of these big celebrity weeklies can score exclusive photos in their magazine, they hope to benefit by readers flocking to newsstands and picking up copies and buying issues.
If you do indulge, no, Brangelina's child-to-be is being exploited for a good cause. The celebrity couple's going to donate baby photo profits to UNICEF. I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
From American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By the Medtronic Foundation, celebrating women and women's health. Information and health resources on women's health issues available at womenshealth.gov. And by Thrivent Builds, an opportunity for Lutherans and their communities to support the building of decent homes in partnership with families in need. ThriveAndBuilds.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. In New Orleans, folks go to the polls tomorrow to choose their next mayor. It'll either be incumbent Ray Nagin or challenger Mitch Landrieu. He's Louisiana's lieutenant governor. The winner will have to have his work cut out for him. Since Katrina, New Orleans has lost some 60% of its population. Sam Eaton reports from what many people call a broken city.
I'd like to thank the candidates and our moderate.
Close your eyes and listen to any of the recent New Orleans mayoral debates, and sometimes it sounds like the two candidates have more to agree on than to actually debate.
We're going to deploy every technique known to man and to woman to make sure that this city stays safe.
The first principle I think that we have to agree on as a community is that the city has got to be safe.
Incumbent Mayor Ray Nagin, who is black, and his opponent Mitch Landrieu, who is white, are Democrats. Each claims he's the best man to bridge the racial divide that has come to define this election. Each claims he's best positioned to jumpstart the rebuilding process. Not exactly the fuel for a heated exchange. Brian Brox is a political science professor at Tulane University.
It's not the difference between Bush and Kerry. It's not the difference between Barry Goldwater and Lyndon Johnson. We do not have a massive ideological or issue divide here.
Brox says this leaves most voters choosing their candidates on the basis of style over substance, something along the lines of a gut feeling. That's what's driving Reverend Frank Davis of Bible Way Missionary Baptist Church to endorse incumbent Ray Nagin.
If I were going to war as a soldier, I'd want a sergeant going before me with war experience in the field of battle where I'm going.
Nagin's critics say he's a business-oriented outsider. Landrieu's detractors call him a political careerist. Whatever they are, rebuilding New Orleans will be a mammoth task. LSU economist Jim Richardson.
You have to get the housing back on track. You have to decide on the neighborhoods that will come back. You have to get the utilities back up and running well. You have to worry about how you relate to the state government, how you relate to the federal government. Those are the problems. They'll be there. It doesn't matter if it's Nagin or if it's Landrieu.
Richardson says each of the candidates would bring their own personalities and priorities to the job. But he says ultimately the mayor alone won't determine the success or failure of New Orleans.
He can do all he wants. If individuals say, I'm not coming back, if individuals say, I'm going to move my business to St. Tammany Parish, or I'm moving my business to Baton Rouge or Houston, Texas, there's nothing he can do about it.
Walking in the French Quarter the other night, I saw someone wearing a customized T-shirt that said, Vote for Future. The word future was scrawled in bright red letters. Underneath it, the name of the mayoral candidate had been crossed out. In New Orleans, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The New Orleans mayoral election is this weekend.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.